Yes, Mr. Press.
Hi, Fred. I gotta go out to see my daughter and wondered if there was anything further before I took off.
No, sir. It's going well.
Yeah.
We're still moving on the
one of these guys have such a long way to come, you probably won't get them till about Sunday, will you?
I would hope we'd have them by Saturday.
Mr. Press. But I mean Guiler can't get here that fast, can he? Or Wolf, can he?
I believe he can. I haven't read back yet, but I had hoped that they'd both be able to get on the way today.
Well, of course, this is Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, hopefully by Saturday.
Yeah, we want to get this one really nailed down before for that time.
We want all the facts, and I don't want to start anybody writing until we have a look at all of them to make sure what the precise details are.
Did McManus find anything yet?
No.
Sir.
No, sir, but he's looking.
Of course, it's really terrible to go through files. I used to try to do it.
Idiot.
Goodness, you know, going back 4 years, I'll bet the poor son of a bitch doesn't even remember ever seeing Houston.
Well, he remembers Houston. They apparently were fairly well acquainted.
I see. And Houston kind of thinks there was a memo. Well, that's all right. Let me say, the oral thing will do if we don't get the other.
That's right. I hope we'll find a copy of the memo.
Oh, good God, yes. God, yes.
We're
yes.
Pushing like mad.
Yeah. And did any of these guys find any notes that they'd made at the time? Yeah.
Jarlow made some notes, and Brennan at the bureau, who sat in on the meetings and acted as kind of a secretary, has notes. He has rather voluminous records on it. And hopefully one of them will be the memorandum we're looking for. He's going through them.
You mean the memorandum indicating that we started and then no go? Yeah.
Right. Yes.
But as far as their oral recollections are concerned,
they all say it did not.
Yeah, and that means by all name again the people. Sullivan says this.
Sullivan says this. Tordello
recalls it.
Recalls it and has some notes.
Yeah.
He has telecon notes on three telecons, telephone conversations.
Right.
With Sullivan. Dupuis says that a man named Stillman got the word from General Bennett. It was no go. So presumably Bennett will remember also. I do not have the response from
Vic. When was the date of Helms you haven't heard from yet?
But no, sir. I haven't got the answers back from him. I have these dates here, Mr. President. It was on June 24, 25. That was the period.
That was the period when it was go or no-go, huh?
Yes, sir. And after that date, it was all up. It was just within a few days after that paper was finished and signed.
Oh, I thought you said it was two, 3 months after the paper, a couple of... that turns out different.
Now, that the conversations continued, but they went to final draft on the 15th of June.
Of the policy paper?
Yes, sir.
I see.
Now... It went in within the next few days, and let me see, I have the date of that thing. It was dated June the 25th.
Right. Of 1970.
Yes, sir. And actually, they were given the green light, I believe, on... Let me see, I've got that date here. Just let me look a second in my notes.
Fine.
And then I'll find it.
That's all right, Brett.
It was July the 14th.
Yeah.
Before the paper actually went in.
Went into to me?
Yes, sir.
I see.
Before the final paper went in to you.
I see.
Was when Haldeman's note was written to...
Yeah.
To Houston.
Houston, right.
And then apparently the actual paper came in on the 25th or about that date. And that's the time Hubert made his protest.
The final paper went in the 25th of July?
No, it's the 25th of June. June.
Yeah, but then...
Apparently it was all turned off about time you actually got the paper. Apparently what this is they were given a preliminary signal to go ahead on the basis of discussions.
Discussions before the paper ever got.
On the basis when the paper came in, apparently, almost contemporaneously, it was turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like very much a tentative decision, and then it was all turned up.
And then, but the paper came in, and then apparently I, but then right after that, we indicated to go on it, but it had been turned off. In other words, we said go after it, but said no go. Is that what happened? It could have been, but anyway, it's all confused.
Well, what we're trying to do is get it nailed down if we can with some documents. And Brennan's notes look like the best source of documents, Mr. President. Presumably was the driving force, and he has the notes there. He's having to search through the records, their old records, and hopefully he thinks he has completely comprehensive notes on the whole thing.
Now, basically, as far as Sullivan is concerned, is he back yet? Are you able to get him?
Yes, sir. He's flying back early tomorrow. He had to get to a place where he could catch an airplane.
Yeah.
He was up in New Hampshire.
But he has recollections, doesn't he?
Yes, he has recollections.
But he didn't
when
make the notes.
He's coming back tomorrow, and he will go over the records himself that Bremen finds, and then we'll get him down with the applicant.
Well, as you know, when you've got a bunch of jackasses, like the, a bunch of bureaucrats doing this, their notes... taken out of context will mean nothing. It's really the critical question as to, but the important thing here is that from everything you have, the date, at least you could say with conviction today, it was no go.
It was absolutely no go. We haven't had one dissent to that, Mr. Bush.
That's right. Nobody says yes, and no, and there's no indication of action under the damn thing.
No, sir. Absolutely not.
They all deny that.
Absolutely.
They won't be believed, but they'll deny it. What about Simon came down to the Senate? What happened down there?
I haven't got word yet, Mr. President.
But he'll tell him to go ahead and print it all in the Times, won't he? No, he won't do that.
I don't think he'll do that, but I think he'll just withdraw his objections to him letting go.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Right.
Because it gets him.
And that puts, however, will put the committee in the position, the committee council and so forth, of leaking it. Don't you think that's what happens here now?
I think they've already, already started discussing it.
Oh, yes, I understand that, but I mean in terms of its totality.
Yes, sir. At some point they will use it. I don't know what that is, but at some point they will use it.
I would say that probably I wouldn't anticipate it within a day or two. I mean, I think they're going to...
I do not believe we'll see it for the weekend. Of course, we could always be surprised, and they could make a Sunday story out of it.
Sunday story or a magazine story.